This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New mobile applications available for iPhone and Android. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
And it's also made possible by Melhurst University's new Bachelor of Arts in Media and Film Studies, where you can explore how media in all forms affect not only how we view the world, but how we shape it. You'll learn the power of media and how you can use that power to become a participant in change. Now accepting applications. Details at melhurst.edu/KBOO.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know, giving you the tools to destroy corporate rule. You know, before we get to those news you're not supposed to know headlines, I just want to say I love sparky people. I love KBOO for that. I love a lot of Americans, by which I mean both people in the United States of America known to me personally and people I know mostly or entirely by their reputation and their works. For example, Brian Wilson, who was just live in the studio here. I will not say I love America, though, without a lot of caveats, because what in hell does that mean anymore? Do I love the totalitarianism of corporate rule? Endemic to and globally spread by the United States? I most certainly do not. I hate illegitimate hierarchy, and what is a corporation if not a big stinking clod of illegitimate hierarchy? If I say I love America, does that mean I love the commercial spew of Hollywood and the mainstream music industry? Because I don't. I don't like tough guy movies. Where would Hollywood be without tough guy movies? Now he's really mad. If I'm a flag-waving American, does that mean that I buy the notion that giant buildings explode into dust when they're hit by aircraft, or in the case of the World Trade Center 7, they explode into dust for no particular reason at all? That said, buildings can collapse on their own, inexplicably melting materials at free fall speed in violation of Newton's laws of momentum and of the physical melting point of carbon steel. I don't believe that crap. No one should. Should I wave the flag and pretend that someone besides, oh, probably a Cheney and Rumsfeld-led cabal is responsible for 9/11? Shall I wave the flag and pretend it does not stand for Guantanamo, for torture, for illegitimate and repugnant conquest globally? Am I supposed to pretend the flag stands for one person, one vote? Because it certainly does not. In fact, I have often burned the flag just to give a visual signal that something is very wrong and to help break the mind control that the flag, the United States flag, really stands for. Imagine that I'm burning a flag right now. Come on, I'm holding it in my right hand. It's a nice day outside. I got that lighter. There it goes. Crackle, crackle. How does that make you feel? If you're not mind controlled, you should see those flames as a political statement, a rejection of knee-jerk conformity, a call to think and act morally. Burning the American flag should not irritate you any more than the phrase, "Consider this." But if your mind is still in red, white, and blue chains, it will bring you to fury. Free yourself from mental slavery. No gods, no masters. This is Press Watch. You're listening to KBOO Portland, and we are trying to raise funds to survive. We have survived so much. We've been here 45 years. You know, I was told in the 90s that we'd never make it because the federal funds were being cut off. And look, we made it. And we made it on your contributions. And so I'm getting close to time to be joined by some fundraisers now. And we'll just check on that in a second. But I'll start with the first headline item. According to police, and this is from antiwar.com, local police are confirming that a NATO-led night raid against the Logar province left at least 5 civilians, including 4 children, dead and a number of others wounded. Logar official Rais Sadiq confirmed that 2 of the slain civilians were killed immediately and that 3 others died of their wounds in the hospital. The confirmation sparked an angry reaction from the Afghan Defense Ministry. All those killed were armed, the ministry insisted, following up on the previous report that 23 Taliban were killed and no civilians. Sure, little kids were armed. This story is repeated 1,000 times. And what happens? I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know that we need to get people, the United States people, informed of what we really do and just how violently people are opposed to us around the globe because we act like monsters. And so I would like to ask you to consider right now, as I am joined from Membership Central, to work all together now with us.
That's right.
We're all in the same boat. Excuse me. And a little solidarity goes a long way in, well, keeping us safe and keeping us moving. And so I would like to suggest that when you hear the number that Carlos and Will give you, that you consider donating one of these levels. $5 if you would like to. $5 a month if you would like to be fired from your job on secret FBI info. $10 a month if you would like to be followed by agents. And for those sub-commandantes out there, the $20 secret Gitmo inmate will bring us $240 a year. And we have many wonderful things that we would like to present to you as gifts, if you will do that. And what is that magic number, y'all?
Well, if you call us at 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-5266, you can pledge your support to Teresa and her excellent show and KBOO in general, become part of the KBOO community. And that is what you need to do to pull together. We won't offer you any kind of orange jumpsuit or any flexi cuffs or a hood or anything like that.
No, that's
we're
up
offering
to the
t-shirts.
That'll
and
be provided.
Mugs. Yeah, that stuff is provided by the government. We're offering the alternative, some awesome t-shirts, a great KBOO mug. We're giving away some books today. And we also, this is a great way for you to say thank you to Teresa for all her hard work on this terrific show that she puts on.
Oh, Will, can I mention one of those books?
Yeah, please do.
Amy Goodman has a book, The Silenced Majority, and Dennis Moynihan writes in it. She provides a vivid record of the events, conflicts, and social movements shaping our society today. She really knows how to write. And we also have Chris Hedges' book, Corporate Coup d'Etat. And you can get Chris's at the fired from your job level, and but for Amy Goodman's book, you'll have to go up to the followed by agents level.
Well, and I know that we've got plenty of Amy Goodman and Chris Hedges fans that are out there that tune in regularly to hear Democracy Now! In the morning, which
In the afternoon on twice a day, thanks to KBOO.
That's true, yeah. So, and we've got many devoted listeners that tune in specifically for that program and for Teresa's program, for that matter. And you know, those are the folks that we'd like to hear from this morning. We'd like to. And actually, I should direct this to you, the listener, who is relying on this type of programming on a regular basis, to pick up the phone or to get on the computer, to call 877-500-5266 and become a member if you're not a member already, or to renew your membership if you are an existing member. Us coming together as a community and chipping in a little bit is how this programming continues to be aired. You know?
Yeah, I pay at the subcommandante level.
Yeah,
that's true.
$20 a month.
Wearing a ski mask right now.
Well, and that's because I'm paid $26 an hour. So I pick a level that matches close to what my wages are, and I want to pay one hour's wage per month. And that's worked out very nicely for me. I've gotten to the point where that's just part of my life. I don't notice it. And you can set that up if you are willing to spend 3 minutes on the phone with us. Of course, we do accept those plastic, pay the bankster's interest cards. You can do that if you want. But we like those $5, $10, $20 a month contributions.
Yeah.
But any kind of donation is very greatly appreciated from you folks out there. We know you're listening. We know you love Teresa and her show. I always tune in. Even if I wasn't here on Pledge Drive, I would be listening to Teresa's show because it's a real pleasure. Because it injects a little humor into what's a pretty dire situation. And then Teresa works really hard on this show, scanning through all the different press organizations to bring us the news that we aren't going to hear anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So you can show your thanks for her terrific work by calling us at 877-500-5266. And you can also donate online if you want to use your computer. We have us at kboo.fm. That's our website. And you'll find a donation icon in one of the corners. I think it's the top right corner of our website. And you can click on there and donate. Either you can be a sustaining member, $5, $10 a month, whatever you can afford, or maybe just a one-time donation to say thank you to Teresa and all the other shows that are coming up today.
Yeah, and I mean, every little bit helps, you know, whether it's pocket change or whether you have larger donations to contribute. You know, any bit of it is gonna be stretched, you know. Any bit of your money is going to be well spent here at KBOO. But also, you're gonna then, you know, you do feel good when you donate, when you become a member of KBOO, because you're very much become a member of this community that we are, not just the programming, but, you know, it's this whole community of volunteers that come together on a regular basis to put a lot of this stuff together, whether, you know, you're producing a program, whether you're engineering, whether you're helping out on the station in some way, you know, with the news team, with the music. I mean, there's so many different ways that people come and volunteer. You can become a part of that community as a member or as an active volunteer, you know, by coming down. And actually it was that's how I became a member. It was actually during, you know, Pledge Drive I was kind of introduced to that.
You know, it's kind of satisfying to have something to do, isn't it? To have something to work towards social change with. And yeah. KBOO, I have found, is an excellent tool for that. And that's my whole idea. I've been broadcasting Press Watch for a quarter century, starting with KAZI in Austin, because I'm trying to produce some social change based on accurate information. Hey, thanks, Carlos. Thanks, Will.
Yeah,
and,
thank you,
Teresa. We'll be back with y'all in just a few minutes and get back to some headlines, things you can do now. Remember that May 1st is coming up, and various organizations are putting together marches, what we want to call a general strike. You know, the thing about that is you have to do that every year until it actually turns into a general strike. But the thing is, you have to remember that March 1st is Worker Solidarity Day. You're not working that day. I can predict right now, Swami predicts, you're going to get a cold in the nose and you can't go to work that day. Oh, darn. And I will not be working that day. And May 1st, we'll all get together. And, you know, we'll do everything from walk around and express our opinion to have a picnic. And who knows what else we'll do. You know, maybe we'll burn some giant effigy or something. But we're going to have a good time May 1st. Remember, May 1st. Oh, and things you can do. There's a talk being given at Portland State University. Professor Walida Irmarisha called... Why Aren't There More Black People in Oregon? A Hidden History. It's a free interactive discussion focusing on the history of Oregon's black population and is part of the Oregon Humanities Statewide Conversation Project. It's April 7th, coming up, 12 to 1:30 at the Hollywood Senior Center at 1820 Northeast 40th Avenue. So remember that, and remember May 1st, and remember to tune in to KBOO, where you can get the information that allows you to actually act on things that are important to you. For example, Cyprus. You've heard these things about Cyprus. They're getting a haircut in their bank account. What's that about? Well, one of my favorite sources on financial information of that sort is Julie Hyland, writing for the World Socialist website. She writes, thousands of workers and youth took to the streets of Cyprus Tuesday to protest terms imposed by European authorities in exchange for a 10 billion euro loan, that's $12.9 billion, to avert state bankruptcy. The Mediterranean island remained under financial lockdown, its working population to face the prospect of economic collapse and penury. Bank staff, fearing mass layoffs, demonstrated outside the central bank headquarters in the capital, Nicosia, while high school and university students walked out of classes and gathered in front of the presidential palace. Their slogans were, Troika, go home, and those who stole our money should go to jail and pay. Now, departing from the text, the reason this is significant is because this is the logical end of the vast and so far still tottering derivatives scam that the United States President and Congress have allowed to exist around the world. Derivatives in the multi-trillions of dollars, some say quadrillions, which cannot be paid and which are simply, at this point, unpaid and unpayable gambling debts. Sounds bizarre, but it's true. These gambling debts have been mixed with bank accounts. For example, Bank of America has taken its derivatives gambling and has attached them to the FDIC so that, and those are trillions of dollars worth, and the FDIC doesn't even have $1 trillion, so that when the derivatives collapse, excuse me, when it all comes down, which it must happen, they will be first in line to get whatever, 10 or 30% or whatever it is they can possibly get their hands on to pay off those trillions, and you will not be covered by FDIC. So consider that if you have a bank account. I have a savings and loan account. My savings and loan account is, let's see, with Advantis Credit Union, for example. There's several of those in town. Don't leave your money in a bank. Sorry, that's not a good idea. Because things really are that unstable. And watch Cyprus. Watch what is happening there, because that is going to tell you how it's all going to come down. And when they say penury, yeah, they really mean no jobs, can't pay your mortgage, you're not allowed to live there. Food from the Red Cross, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And this is not a mistake. This is the point I want to make more than anything. This is not a mistake by the banksters. This whole thing, the control of the governments, the derivatives gambling, having priority for payment above human needs and everything else, means that we are entering a post-capitalist, a neo-feudalist world in which we will have a very few super rich. And the rest of us will absolutely be at each other's throats to get jobs. That's what it's about. That's what austerity measures do. They shrink the economy, immiserate the worker. They pay off the banksters. They lay the ground for the new post-capitalist feudalism. And it's well underway here in the United States. There's more than enough money for all of us in this society. If you really do the numbers, if you look at the offshore bank accounts, my goodness, of course there's enough. There's more than enough. We could all be relatively wealthy. Currently, we subsidize the bankers and we starve grandmas because we're such moral geniuses here in the United States. No, really, this time, trickle-down will work. Just you wait. Why do we fall for it? Lucy and the football. Time is 9:20. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. And it is time to be joined by Carlos and Will, because Carlos and Will can tell you how you can join by calling 877-500-5266. Not the 800 number, but 877. Aha! 877-500-5266. And if you've got one of those dial pads, 5266 spells KBOO, so you can dial 877-500-5266. And please spend 3 minutes on the phone with our ever so eager phone volunteers. They'll get your name. They'll find out what you like about KBOO. They'll find out which book or which t-shirt you would like to have. They'll take down your pledge amount, which I would like to suggest right now. Let's zero in on $10 contributions, and let's say you in Portlandia proper, let's say southeast and inner southwest Portland, would like you to call in right now, 877-500-5266. And let's get this ball rolling. Let's get 10 people in. Let's raise $1,000. And now is the time for you to actually act on what you believe on.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Just, let's knock them down. Like Teresa said, we've got, for just 6 cents a day or 38 cents a week, your yearly donation of $20 would really make a difference. Just like, many of the others out there who are existing members, and like many of the new members that we've got because of this pledge drive, we really appreciate the support that you bring to this radio station, and we want to encourage you to become one of those new members or to become one of those renewing members. As a matter of fact, we'd like to thank James, who just renewed from Salem.
Yay!
Yep, thank you, James.
Thank you.
Be like James.
Salem, excellent. Let's call out more from Salem, please.
That's right.
We do pay the extra money. Inverse Square costs us extra. Push that out to Salem. So, hi, Salem.
Yeah,
and it is amazing. This place is run on a shoestring budget. When you donate your money, it is being used in the best way possible. Not one dime, not one penny is wasted in this place. The staff, which is minimal, skeleton staff, they're not in it for the money, and there's so many volunteers here who do it because they love KBOO and they love their community. And they realize that KBOO is talking about the future and cares about the future. And I know you folks listening right now care too. So if you call us at 877-500-5266 right now, and maybe you can make a pledge of whatever you feel you can afford to help keep this wonderful radio station going.
Just don't tell them about my personal gold-plated elevator.
Oh, no. Well, obviously, you've got to have certain luxuries.
A limousine.
Somebody like Teresa, who works so hard on her show and stands up during the entire course of her show. I've listened to Teresa's show for a long time.
Of course, it works. We have geniuses keeping it work. But I'm looking at a cabinet over here. It looks like it was designed in North Korea.
And that isn't a good thing. It's not like it's a nuclear-proof cabinet.
No, this is money well spent towards that sort of social change. And so I have to ask you, who does these things? Who are the people who contribute? The people who contribute are the people who understand how important it is and who understand that you are a part of the community. Mm-hmm. So what is your effect going to be?
And when you donate, you become part of this community. Just listening is an easy thing to do, and it's a passive thing to do. But when you reach out, grab that phone, or pick up that whatever it is on a computer thingy, you know, the mouse, that's probably not even used anymore. But when you donate to KBOO,
you just look at the screen, and it, you know.
Really? Like in Minority Report?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you folks reach out right now and make a phone call and donate whatever you feel you can afford, maybe you want to be a sustaining member or just a one-time donation, we have all sorts of great gifts that you can get. But you'll be supporting your community, and you'll be becoming part of the KBOO community. And we're down here at 20 Southeast 8th. We're easy to find.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast to come in here. We bring in our feast every breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we're happy to share it.
And there's so many great people here. I'm a receptionist. I work a couple of days a week on the desk, and I get to meet so many interesting people. There's so much going on here. And if you walk in, you can see where your dollars are going. But you need to reach out right now and call us at 877-500-5266. And I want to thank everybody who's already donated, and I want to thank those folks who are going to donate in the next 10 to 20 minutes, because if you call in right now, you'll be thanking Teresa, and you'll be thanking everybody who's working so hard to bring you these terrific shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's you, the listener, who really keeps this going. I mean, as Teresa said, we're still here. You know, we don't get the type of sponsorship that other radio stations get.
Yeah, we're not underwritten by the Carnegie Group or Ray Kroc or anybody else. We're underwritten by you folks out there in radio listener land. And this makes you part of KBOO when you donate. So if you grab that phone and call us at 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-KBOO, you can become part of this terrific community.
Or by going to kboo.fm and looking for the icon to make a donation.
All right. Well, thank you, CC Writer and Mr. Delicious. And so we're going to wrap up this program, but as we're wrapping up, I encourage you to call in. I will remind you that the number to call 877-500-5266, the amount of time, 3 minutes. The ease of the procedure, very, very easy. We set it up for you. You get a letter in the mail. I would like to suggest that you get a copy of The Silenced Majority by Amy Goodman or a copy of Chris Hedges on the Corporate Coup d'Etat. These two books are very important to understanding what I'm broadcasting about and understanding the urgency that I feel in saying that we must move towards revolution in this country. Now back to some headlines. Conclusions of a report I believe these were German researchers, reported on ScribeD.com, say that, and this is kind of good news, detection of cesium-134 from Fukushima. They went out into the North Pacific Ocean and tried to find out how far that heavy metal plume is getting. Now, this is a serious thing. I've mentioned that tuna already that have reached and been fished out of the West Coast are getting Fukushima cesium in them increasingly, of course, because this stuff bioaccumulates. But the question is, when will this stuff get around to our shellfish, for example, and our local fish? Well, right now, It's just north of Hawaii, 180 degrees east and 174 degrees west. And the reason is that the Kuroshio and Kuroshio extension currents were effective boundaries against the southward spreading of radiation. So the plume has not been detected over the past year and a half at the main Hawaiian islands. I think that calls for some applause. That's wonderful. Good news. That is happening. And in additional news from Fukushima, posted by Mochizuki on Fukushima-diary.com, according to Nara Min Irin, thyroid cysts and nodules were found from 56% of the evacuees in Nara. Now, departing from the text, this is very significant because it has been said often in the international community that these nodules should not appear for 5 years. Well, they're appearing now, and that accident was in 2011. So you can see that this is a more severe accumulation of iodine-131 causing these cancerous thyroid cysts and nodules in people in Japan. They conducted, returning to the text, they conducted the thyroid test from this December to January, which is entirely on their expense. They tested 72 people, average age 25 years old, 19 from Fukushima, 17 from Tokyo, 24 from Kanagawa, 5 from Miyagi, 7 from Chiba. These people also complained of other symptoms. They said it was easy to catch a cold, easy to get a headache, easy to have their eyes tired, and they're suffering from forgetfulness, all of these things related to radiation destroying the sinuses and the brain. And next week, I want to have more on the melting Arctic sea ice, driving extreme weather. The question will be next week, are we going to have an ice-free Arctic this year and a clathrate burst, which will kill many, 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 many people? Good question, huh? Stay tuned because Linda Olson Osterlin is coming up and you're listening to KBOO Portland. And please, at the last minute, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Join us, won't you?
KBOO Community Radio Night for the 2013 Blazers season will be April 17th, the last home game of the regular season.
Tickets are limited for this unique opportunity where a portion of the proceeds will help support your community radio station.
More information can be found at kboo.fm/Blazers.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me on A Deeper Look. I'm your host, Linda Olson Osterlund. As most of you know out there, we're here at KBOO. We're in the middle of our spring membership drive. So I want to give you the phone number to call and become a member first. It's 877-500-5266. Please call and become a member during the show. It says you support the programming I bring you on A Deeper Look. And I'll thank you all in advance. I also want to let you know that I always bring something special for membership drive shows, as you notice most of our programmers do. And today is no exception. My guest is Emily Anthes. She's the author of Frankenstein's Cat, Cuddling Up to Biotech's Brave New Beasts. It's a book with a great cover, too, if you happen to like covers. Emily Anthes is a science journalist and an author. You can find her work in Wired, Scientific American, Psychology Today, Slate, New York Times, and many other publications. Her just-published book, Frankenstein's Cat, is causing quite a stir. It's Amazon's and Barnes & Noble's best book of the month for this month, March. Emily Anthes, welcome to KBOO and A Deeper Look.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. I really enjoyed reading your book. Your book takes us on a world tour of the sort of ever-changing intersection between animals and mankind and our drive to learn through scientific experimentation. We learn about how science is impacting animals as pets, as livestock, as wildlife, and in their hundreds of thousands as laboratory stock. And throughout the book, you pose real questions about the thorny issues of ethics that are raised by all of the new abilities we have. So you cover a lot of territory in your book, you know, from the glowing cat to pigs growing human tissue. Can you focus in on how the advances in genetics have really changed animal experimentation and how those are affecting what we're doing right now?
Sure. Well, in some ways, the genetic techniques are merely an outgrowth of things that we've always done. Using breeding, for instance, we have created all sorts of animals that suit our very human needs. But molecular genetics gives us new tools and new powers. It allows us to target genes much more precisely. It allows us to make changes that are much more radical than we could have previously made by, say, taking genes from one animal and putting them in another. And it also allows us to make these changes much more quickly. We can create novel creatures in weeks or months, whereas, say, creating dog breeds took hundreds of years.
Yes, and, you know, underlying all of this, of course, is a sort of basic question that's important to a lot of our listeners is, what rights do we have with regard to animals? What rights do animals have when we interfere with their life for our purposes? And as you've mentioned, we've been doing that probably as long as we've been species sharing this planet. You know, so we have been trying to change animals to meet our needs or utilize animals to meet our needs. But somehow it becomes a little bit different when you're, you're crossing the genetic barriers or the, you know, you're starting to play with nature when you can, say, have a mouse with a human ear or a pig growing a human organ. Can you talk a little bit about those issues and the ways that we are actually crossing the species barrier?
Sure. Well, there are a variety of objections and concerns to meddling with animal DNA, and some of them are very practical, and those tend to be the animal welfare issues. You know, are we changing animals in a way that causes them pain and suffering? And sometimes that certainly has been the case. Scientists tried to engineer pigs that would make better pork back in the 80s, and they did that by putting a human growth hormone into pigs. It turned out to make better pork, but in the process, it created all these problems for the pigs. The pigs suffered from basically every disease you can think of. It was just devastating for their welfare. So there are concerns along those lines. Then there are also more philosophical concerns.